You're welcome. You carry on. Hey, do you give my best to Leslie? Big boy. Someone touched my board. Oh, God, my board. Leonard! Leonard! Hey, what's the matter? My equations. Someone's tampered with my equations.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Look at the beta function of quantum chromodynamics. The sign's been changed.
Yeah. But doesn't that fix the problem you've been having?
Are you insane? Are you out of your mind? Are you... Hey, look, that fixes the problem I've been having.
You're welcome.
You did this?
Yeah, I noticed it when I got up to get a glass of water, so I fixed it, and now you can show that quarks are asymptotically free at high energies. Pretty cool, huh?
Cool?
Listen, I gotta get to the lab. Thanks for a great night.
Thank you. I'll see you at work.
Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Who told you could touch my board?
No one.
I don't come into your house and touch your board.
There are no incorrect equations on my board.
Oh, that is so, so...
I'm sorry. I gotta run. If you come up with an adjective, text me.
Inconsiderate. That is the adjective. Inconsiderate.
You can stare at your board all day, Sheldon. She's still going to be right.
I'm not staring. I'm mulling.
Oh, hey, Leonard.
Oh, hi.
So, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Just pretty good? I'd think you were doing very good.
Pretty, very, there's really no objective scale for delineating variations of good. Why do you ask?
Well, a little bird told me that you and Leslie hooked up last night.
Sheldon! I'm coming.
So, is it serious? Do you like her?
I don't... That's really two different questions. I'm not... Sheldon, we have to go!
Boy, you're wound awfully tight for a man who just had sexual intercourse.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later, but I am so happy for you, Leonard.
Thank you. What did she mean she's happy for me? Is she happy because I'm seeing someone, or is she happy because she thinks that I'm happy? Because anyone who cared for someone would want them to be happy, even if the reason for their happiness made the first person unhappy. You know, because the second person, though happy, is now romantically unavailable to the first person.
Do you realize I may have to share a Nobel Prize with your booty call?
You know what? I'm being ridiculous. But who cares what Penny thinks? Leslie is a terrific girl. She's attractive. We like each other. She's extremely intelligent.
She's not that intelligent.
She fixed her equation.
She got lucky.
You don't believe in luck.
I don't have to believe in it for her to be lucky.
Regardless, I have a chance at a real relationship with Leslie. I'm not going to pass that up for some hypothetical future happiness with a woman who may or may not want me to be happy with a woman who is currently making me happy.
Leonard.
Yeah?
I still don't care.
Hey, Leslie.
Careful, Leonard. Liquid nitrogen, 320 degrees below zero.
Burn. Why are you smashing a flash frozen banana?
Because I got a bowl of Cheerios and I couldn't find a knife.
So anyway, hello.
What are you doing?
Just extending the intimacy. Hey, do you want to slip over to the radiation lab and share a decontamination shower?
Okay, what exactly do you think's going on between us?
I'm not sure, but I think I'm about to discover how the banana felt.
Listen, Leonard, neither of us are neuroscientists, but we both understand the biochemistry of sex. I mean, dopamine in our brains is released across synapses causing pleasure. You stick electrodes in a rat's brain, give him an orgasm button, he'll push that thing until he starves to death.
Who wouldn't?
The only difference between us and the rat is that you can't stick an electrode in our hypothalamus. That's where you come in.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to be a part of it. So what happens now?
Well, I don't know about your sex drive, but I'm probably good till New Year's.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to make plans for New Year's?
Whoa, Leonard, please, you're smothering me.
Hey, look, it's Dr. Stud.
Dr. what?
The blogosphere is a-buzzin' with news of you and Leslie Winkle making Ina Klein a bang-bang news.
How did it get on the internet?
I put it there.
Well, how did you know about it?
A little bird told us.
Apparently you are a magnificent beast. That part's true.
You know, I think I may misjudge this restaurant.
No kidding.
I don't want to go out on a limb, but I think we may be looking at my new Tuesday hamburger.
Your old Tuesday hamburger will be so brokenhearted.
Way ahead of you. I was thinking of moving Big Boy to Thursdays and just dropping Soup Plantation.
Really?
Yeah. The name always confused me anyway, Soup Plantation. I can't grow soup.
So, how's everything?
Terrific. You'll be happy to know that I plan to come here every Tuesday night for the foreseeable future.
Really? Oh, yay!
Who do I speak to about permanently reserving this table?
I don't know, a psychiatrist. So, hey! How are things with you and Leslie?
Oh, to be honest, I don't think it's going to work out.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, hey, don't worry. I'm sure there's someone out there who's just right for you.
What did she mean by that? Well, was that just a generic platitude, or was that a subtle bid for attention?
You know why this hamburger surpasses the Big Boy? This is a single-decker hamburger, whereas the Big Boy is a double-decker. This has a much more satisfying meat-to-bun-to-condiment ratio.
Are you even listening to me?
Of course I'm listening. Blah, blah, hopeless penny delusion, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, then. You know, you can grow the ingredients for soup.
It's a new episode of Two and a Half Men. CBS, next.